State Department lauds Trump-brokered diplomatic ties forged by Israel Kosovo. By Edwin Mora on February 3, 2021. The U.S. Department of State this week praised the formal establishment of diplomatic relations between Israel and Muslim-majority Kosovo, orchestrated by the previous administration, as a historic day that will help bolster stability, peace, and prosperity in their regions and make America stronger. Echoing comments made by Secretary of State Antony Blinken during his Senate confirmation hearing last month, Ned Price, a state spokesperson, told reporters Tuesday. The United States congratulates Israel and Kosovo on formally establishing diplomatic relations. Yesterday was a historic day. Deeper international ties help promote stability, peace, and prosperity in both regions. When our partners are united, the United States is stronger. The United States will stand by Kosovo as it continues to move forward on its Euro-Atlantic path. Kosovo and Israel established diplomatic ties in a virtual ceremony Monday. Last September, Kosovo and Israel agreed on mutual recognition at a White House summit where leaders of longtime enemies, predominantly Muslim Kosovo and Christian-majority Serbia, decided to normalize economic ties. Serbia and Kosovo have also agreed to locate their embassies in Jerusalem, making them the first European nations to do so after former President Donald Trump recognized the historic and sacred land as Israel's capital. Kosovo is also expected to become the first Muslim-majority nation with an embassy in Jerusalem. Serbia and Kosovo's move, which would make them the third and fourth country to locate their embassies in Jerusalem after the U.S. and Guatemala, remains pending. Angered by Israel's decision to recognize Kosovo as an independent state, Serbia reportedly indicated that its commitment to move its embassy to Jerusalem may be at risk. Serbia, which still does not recognize its former province of Kosovo as an independent state, knew Israel had agreed to recognize its longtime rival. However, it appears the Christian nation may have had a change of heart on supporting the move. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić cautioned Monday that the agreement would hurt his country's future ties with Israel. "We are not happy," Serbian Foreign Minister Nikola Selaković told state television Tuesday, Euronews reported. "The recognition of Kosovo will undoubtedly influence relations between Serbia and Israel," the minister added. During his Senate confirmation hearing last month, Blinken welcomed the historic peace pacts, Abraham Accords, brokered by the Trump administration between Israel and several countries in the Arab world, including Kosovo in the Balkans. President Joe Biden's Secretary of State told lawmakers he would try to build on the agreements. The department's spokesman noted on Tuesday. Blinken has spoken to the Abraham Accords as something that was welcomed during the previous administration, something that indeed we hope to build on. "The United States will continue to urge other countries to normalize relations with Israel, and we'll look for other opportunities to expand cooperation among countries in the region. While we support the normalization between Israel and countries in the Arab world, it's also not a substitute for Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts, and that's very important." Blinken has expressed support for the two-state solution to end tensions between Israel and Palestine. Asked whether officials should consider Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize for his work on the Abraham Accords, the spokesperson declined to respond.